coach, I think, really has to go to that 8.5 minute stretch, first and second quarter, that puts you behind. You go from up 2 to all of a sudden down pretty big there, and down 12, and it just is tough to overcome.
You know, right there in the second quarter, into the first quarter, we just quit attacking the basket. You know, we started playing passive. We weren't going to the basket, and made some turnovers that we shouldn't have made. And then they were capitalizing it on the other end. You know, we just have to go to the basket all the time. You know, our motto is to play 4 quarters, 32 minutes. And, you know, tonight it was the second quarter.
And I think also as well, it was kind of an insult to injury. Hayes was hitting their threes.
You know, they've got some sharpshooters. And we knew that going in. We didn't want to get them anything easy. We just lost the girls a couple times, and they got some easy baskets on the outside. You know, even on the inside, we helped too much and gave them an easy bucket underneath. You know, rebounds. First half, we really gave up way too many offensive rebounds for Hayes. And, you know, second half, we did a lot better.
It felt like the rebounds at the end were even, but it was just the rebounding at crucial times of the game are what killed you guys tonight.
You know, it is. We just got to make sure that when things get tough, we got to slow down, get grouped together, make sure everybody's on the same page. There was a lot of times we were just on about 4 different pages and we weren't all in sync, you know. And so those are the times we got to take it under control and get things going, make a play.
Well, Brooke had a big fourth quarter. It sounded like, it looked like you guys made a lot of adjustments to get her the ball in that fourth quarter. She had 12 of her 18. Fourth quarter, unofficially a double-double for her.
You know, first half she was posting a little bit low. She was finding herself under the basket and it was hard to score. So at halftime we really told her, you know, you got to post up higher on the lane and really take it at that girl. You know, she got a couple of feet to work with and she was able to knock some big shots down. So, you know, I'm glad she was battling and she was working hard on the inside, posting up, wanting the ball.
Do you feel like at times that it was Hayes' defense that really threw a lot at you guys or gave you guys a lot of difficulties with their length?
Well, they really put a lot of extra pressure on the guards. They weren't giving us any of our three-point shots. So that really kind of took part of our game away. You know, the second thing is every time we tried to drive to the basket, they really did a good job of collapsing, and then we didn't find the right person to pass to, or we traveled. So, you know, we just got to do a better job of, if they do double team, we've got to find that girl that's open and have them knock down a little jump shot for us.
The next couple days could get interesting depending on the weather. And then Friday night, you go back on the road, but you go to Ulysses. It's a league game for you guys.
You know, I told the girls, you know, January and tonight's game, it's just been a hard stretch for us. You know, we played a lot of ranked teams, you know, and we play a lot of teams close, but we haven't played 4 quarters, you know. And Friday, you know, going down to Ulysses, we're going to have to play tough since it's on the road. But on the other hand, we're ready to go out and play 4 quarters and really attack and be solid and start gaining some confidence for our end of the season run.
Well, yeah, it begins Friday night, hard to believe already, at Ulysses. Coach Amy Felker joining us here. And, Coach, thanks for stopping by. And hopefully we get a coach's show in tomorrow. If not, I'll talk to you on Friday.
All right, sounds good. Talk to you later, Adam.